This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back, Nation. Hope you're having a good one. Time now for Krusty's Corner. Here he is, the former Cowboy scout, Brian Broaddus.
Thank you very much, General. Appreciate that, you and Lucius. I'm interested in this whole thing with the Bears and Roquan Smith. And could this be a possibility for the Dallas Cowboys? Hmm.
Bears had a bad day on the stock market, didn't they?
Yeah.
Woo!
And so it's interesting because when you start to do some research, and this is coming from Jeremy Fowler with ESPN, and it made me want to do a little bit more research on the player because then I had to ask the Gang of Seven.
Okay, we went in depth on this.
I went in depth.
I like it.
I just wanted to know because sometimes, you know, I think Jeremy Fowler at ESPN does a really, really nice job with his content. The title of his piece was Roquan Smith's Trade Fits. And there's 10 teams with picks, salary cap space for the Chicago Bears linebacker. So he wanted to go through and kind of say the teams that would be the best fits for Roquan Smith. And so I said, okay, well, let's see what list he's got here. So he starts off with Seattle as the number one team. I'm like, okay, great. Seahawks, fine. Kansas City was another team he mentioned, you know. So because what happens, Poles, the gentleman's name who is the Chicago Bears GM, worked at Kansas City.
Okay.
So there might be some connection there between the Chiefs and the Bears as far as for Roquan Smith. Atlanta, that's a team that we mentioned.
He's a Georgia guy, right?
Yeah.
Head home?
Yeah. Well, Ryan Pace, who was the GM in Chicago, just got hired in Atlanta as a senior personnel executive. So the Falcons might, and Ryan Pace is the one that drafted him in 2018. So again, we're talking about kind of those young teams that we're saying, you know, you mentioned here's the first one, the under 25 team, Atlanta. Would they add a player like this? You know, that'd be interesting there. The Dolphins were another team because the Dolphins love to make splash type trades and signings and stuff. They've got about
nine. You did that on purpose? Dolphins make a splash.
You know, I didn't think about that, Lucius. I just said it.
Sorry, man.
Yeah.
Still getting the coffee into the system, bro.
I'll tell you what, though. I appreciate you pointing that out.
Dolphins, yeah, that's paying attention. Yeah.
That is paying attention. Dolphins making a splash, like Lucius is talking about. They're interested in doing that. They have about $19.5 million in cap space, and they're lacking a marquee guy on that defense to complement their cornerstone pieces elsewhere. So
seems like they'd have a hell of a team if they got him. Yeah. I mean, they already are a pretty good playoff contender. Yeah.
The Denver Broncos are another team mentioned. Broncos have been actively searching for linebacker help. George Patton faced Smith twice a year while with the Vikings until 2021, so he knows what the player can do. The Chargers, Los Angeles Chargers, are mentioned. So there could be Brandon Staley has a connection with Smith from his days in Chicago when he was there.
Are they not even going to put you got eight teams on this so far, don't you?
Yeah. How about this? The Lions, then the Commanders, Ravens, and now your Dallas Cowboys.
Okay. Yeah, you at least got to put them on the list.
Yeah.
They're fairly solid at linebacker. I'm sorry, Brian. I think for any team, if you're going to give up significant draft capital and then $20 million for an inside linebacker, I don't know if you're paying that much attention. Maybe your Gang of Seven is going to tell us he's that special, but I mean, you're a linebacker. I only can pay so many guys $20 million. I'm thinking wide receiver, corner. Defensive end, obviously. I'll do defensive tackle. I mean, I'll do all the offensive line spots before I'm thinking of that kind of commitment at linebacker. Unless you are so good at coverage that you're like locking down the Travis Kelce's and you're getting me like, I don't know, 5 to 8 sacks per year. Mm-hmm. Like, you got to be a demon in the pass defense game. I can't just take a linebacker that sometimes affects the passing game. For that much money and draft capital, that's tough. I'm sure somebody will do it. But this is, I think, the next position to come along, like similar to running back has, where there's got to be a significant market correction unless you can defend the pass.
Yeah, you know, talking about the Cowboys here, and I like what you're saying, by the way. I think you make a really, really good points about it.
What'd you say?
The Cowboys have been very prudent in their pursuit of talent with the priority of homegrown talent in recent years.
Yeah.
But it's hard to ignore Smith's fit in a defense, as scouts and executives see it, because Leighton Van Der Esch on a 1-year, $2 million deal signed in March suggests he's not a long-term answer. Micah Parsons considering too good to be a pass rush only to stay at linebacker for too long. And the Cowboys did sign Anthony Barr. Now, that's the reason why I don't think they would go do this, because of Barr. I felt like they were going to add a linebacker, and I felt all along they were doing it because they were waiting on Barr's contract to come down, his demands.
So yeah, they don't have a need. They don't need a body. Yeah. But also it showed you what they have budgeted for linebacker.
Okay, now this is what's interesting though. And you know, we've talked about what it would cost. And executives around the league, and this is not my gang of seven, but executives from this interview says that you could probably get him for a third round pick.
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
Because he's demanding a big contract.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Okay.
That changes it a little bit.
All right. So now I reach out to the Gang of Seven, and my question to the Gang of Seven was simply, would you trade for Roquan Smith? One of my guys said this. It's a tough one. Really like the player. Active, productive, three-down player. Oh, he kind of fits what you're talking about. Can I get some coverage?
A little bit, yeah, yeah.
Can I get some coverage? Can I do, you know, can I keep, you know, keep you on the field? Depends on the compensation, which it seems like to be with Fowler's article, they think that it's going to be a third round pick. So,
and then his player compensation's got to be a bigger.
Yeah. And my guy said this. He says, I have to have a deal done before the trade.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to do this unless I have a deal done. I'm not going to make this trade and then try and negotiate a contract. So he's saying, no, I need to know his compensation. He says this, though, again, he says, I do worry about giving a $20 million-plus contract to a small inside linebacker. They tend to wear down fast.
No, I'm not.
A lot of linebackers do wear down fast.
They do wear down fast.
It's a high collision spot.
He said this, though, to close. If the Cowboys are pushing hard and can fit the contract, then yes, I make this deal. Okay. Another one of the Gang of Seven told me, he said, I would need to know how much he's asking for in the extension, but purely on football, absolutely I would. So, okay, now we got that.
Yeah, he's a hell of a player, and he would make this team better. There's no doubt about that. It's just like, when do you fire bullets and who do you fire them at?
Final guy got to me, back to me. So we got three opinions here. This guy said probably not.
Here we go. What's he got to say?
Combination of draft capital. Now, he thinks you'd probably have to give more.
Okay.
Draft capital you'd have to give up and pay him might be hard to swallow. I am not a fan of paying linebackers $18-plus million.
Yeah, it's just so hard. There's so many other positions, and when a linebacker plays well, you see it a lot. You're like, oh, look at that. He's running all over the place. He's tackling everybody. But like, for significantly less money, you get a lot of that production still. You know, like, it's not like great defensive ends. I have a great defensive end. He's going to get 20 sacks. If I get a really cheap version of him, it might be 2 sacks. At linebacker, oh, I got the best linebacker. He got 110 tackles. The next best linebacker doesn't get 10% of his production like it can at defensive end. It's 80 or 85% of it for $2 million bucks instead of $18 million. So it's a real big economic puzzle. And that's why a lot of the smart teams, now it's happened occasionally with a Bobby Wagner or something, but you need real special players and real special circumstances for those guys to impact winning on a similar level.
Over four seasons, Smith has reached elite status by filling up the stat sheets. We're seeing here. He's got 524 tackles, 43 for loss, 14 sacks, 17 pass deflections, and 5 interceptions. He ranked 5th in the league in tackles last year with 163.
A lot of tackles.
Yeah. See, the thing about it is, man, that is a super productive player right there.
He is. Yeah, but you only gave me 1.5 picks per year and 3 sacks. Okay, that's cool. You've stopped, what have you stopped? 8 drives over 4 years.
Yeah.
With a big sack or a turnover. And, you know, meanwhile, Trevon Diggs is over here. He's gotten you 11, right? So do I want to go look for another corner? I got $20 million to spend. Do I want to go look for another corner who can stop some of the best wide receivers and get me a lot of takeaways? Mm-hmm. Or do I want to get a guy that stops running backs? You know why he did that? Because the Chicago defense was trash.
Right.
It's like Dwight Powell. For those years, somebody had to get rebounds from the big man position for the Mavericks.
Sure.
And, you know, if you're a good player who can get to the ball on a bad defense, I do imagine you're going to get a lot of tackles.
Do you worry, real quick here, do you worry more about teams running the ball on Dallas or throwing the ball on Dallas?
For this year, probably running. Yeah. You know,
this guy do anything for you? Just make
it. He would make you better. I need that $20 million.
I think you're onto something. I'm not going to disagree with you because, like the gang was talking about, hey, they need to know the compensation.
Yeah.
They need to know. And there's, you know, one of the guys is like, listen, I'm not interested in paying the linebacker $18 million.
Straight cash, homie.
But you're going to have to pay this Michael Parsons. Get ready for that.
Yeah. Well, and this team just paid Jalen Smith $11 million. So, and if they got him, I would be ecstatic.
Sure.
You know, because now you have a path to victory. But nothing from this team's actions has said this is a go for it year. This is kind of a let it turn year, and maybe we'll still make the playoffs. And maybe if our defense is number one in the NFL, we could win a playoff game or two. It feels like there's no chance they would actually do it. But if they did, boy, that would be really exciting.
Would be.
It's kind of the last day in Oxnard training camp. We have the All Oxnard Awards coming up next year. It's the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan.
Your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.